And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 1st of November, 2011. All Saints Day in the Catholic tradition, time to honor Christian saints and martyrs. In Mexico, it's the first day of the Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead festival. The Arecibo Observatory in Arecibo, Puerto Rico, opened on this day, 1963, the largest single-aperture telescope ever built with a diameter of 1,000 feet. It's close to the equator, so it can see, by way of radio waves, all the planets in the solar system, and it led to the first discovery of planets outside our solar system. A few years ago, it began collecting data in the search for extraterrestrial intelligence, looking for deliberate radio or optical signals from other planets. The U.S. Weather Bureau made its first forecast on this date, 1870. Weather Bureau had first been a part of the Army, and on November 1st, 1870, at 7:35 in the morning, 24 observers across the country made their weather observations, transmitted them to Washington, D.C. by telegraph. And a week later, they issued their first storm warning. Eventually, the Weather Bureau moved to the Department of Agriculture and then to the Department of Commerce. The first medical school for women opened on this day, 1848, in Boston, started by Samuel Gregory. It was called the Boston Female Medical College. Samuel Gregory wasn't really a supporter of women's rights, but he believed it was unseemly for male doctors to assist women in childbirth. So the college mostly served as a school for midwives at first. It was on this day, 1938, the match race of the century was run between two thoroughbreds, Seabiscuit and War Admiral. Seabiscuit, something of a hero in the Great Depression, a smaller horse, not good-looking, legs crooked, unreliable, plagued by injuries. But he was a stubborn horse, Seabiscuit, and he won a lot of races. War Admiral, on the other hand, was a tall horse. He was gleaming black, handsome horse. He'd won the Triple Crown. So they set up a match race between Seabiscuit and War Admiral at Pimlico in Maryland. 40,000 people in the stands, 40 million listening in on the radio. War Admiral favored 4-1. Seabiscuit broke first from the gate. War Admiral gained on him. The two of them traded the lead back and forth. And then Seabiscuit looked War Admiral in the eye and pulled away, winning by 4 lengths. Little Brown Horse, who inspired several books, including the recent bestseller by Laura Hillenbrand, Seabiscuit, an American Legend. Here's a poem for today by Hal Sirovitz, Reusing Words. "Don't think you know everything," Father said, "just because you're good with words. They aren't everything. I try to say the smallest amount possible. Instead of using them indiscriminately, I try to conserve them. I'm the only one in this household who recycles them. I say the same thing over and over again, like, who forgot to turn out the lights? Who forgot to clean up after themselves in the bathroom? Since you don't listen, I never have to think of other things to say." A poem by Hal Sirovitz, Reusing Words, from his collection, Father Said, published by Soft Skull Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. And by PBS, presenting The Fabric of the Cosmos, a new NOVA series with physicist and author Brian Greene. Starts Wednesday 9, 8 Central on PBS. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.